We're now in the end of February. We have had Christmas and New Year's and Chinese New Year's. And just in a few weeks, we have Easter. It's quite amazing how quickly the time goes by. Traditionally, as we look towards Easter, the church calls this period Lent. In English, the word is an old word, and it comes from this idea of springtime. But in Chinese, the word speaks about fasting.
但在中文里面呢,
and the word is fasting because traditionally Christians during this period would fast.
因为在传统上呢,很多基督徒在这个时间,他都会做一些斋戒的动作。
During Lent, Christians often gave up something, they sacrificed something.
在这个期间呢,很多基督徒他们会放弃一些事情,或是不要做一些事情。
So maybe they won't eat chocolate or watch TV during this period. Because they sacrifice something to remind them of the sacrifice that Jesus had for us. In the English congregation during this Lenten period, we are going through a series of sermons.
在英文堂这边呢，我们在大斋期的时候，我们就会依照传统安排一系列的讲道。
And we are going through the seven sayings of Jesus when he was on the cross.
那我们这一段期间就是在讲耶稣在十字架上所说的十架七言。
And so today's sermon is actually the first of the seven sayings.
今天的讲道呢，就是这十架七言当中的第一句。
You may notice that today's scripture is very short. This doesn't mean the sermon is shorter. But it's because it is the first statement that Jesus makes as he is on the cross. And so in this passage of Luke chapter 23, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. These are actually very frightening words. Jesus is speaking about the soldiers who are persecuting him. He's on the cross being killed by these soldiers. And as he's about to die, he says, God, Father, forgive them. This passage, this verse, is about forgiveness. But in order to forgive, there has to be some wrong to be forgiven. Christians, we speak about this concept of sin as being the wrongs that we do. And sin is a very difficult concept to understand.
罪呢，可以说是一个非常很难去拿捏的一个概念，对，一个概念。
As an American, there's this concept called American Dream.
身为一个美国人呢，我们美国人有一个词语叫做美国梦。
I was taught from a very young age that I could do anything.
我从小就被教导我。
All I wanted, anything I wanted to do, any goal I wanted, if I worked hard enough, I could achieve it. This was the American dream. This is why many Americans today, if your children go to school in America, they don't give you grades.
是为什么今天在美国很多你的小孩如果去美国的小学里面他们是不会给你的小朋友任何的成绩的
Because if you give them a grade, you have to tell them that they're wrong.
如果你给他成绩的话你就是给他跟他说说你做的不够好
So if you're telling them their grades and you're telling them they're not doing well enough, they can never reach that American dream.
如果你跟他说说他做的不够好就是他好像就跟他说他永远没有办法达到那个美国梦一样。
It's about this positive way of thinking.
就是一下你所有事情都要正面的思考。
And so for Americans, you know, we should not talk about anything you cannot do.
所以身为美国人我们就不要谈说我们不能做什么。
You cannot talk about sin.
你不能谈论关于罪的事情。
You cannot talk about failure.
你不可以谈论到任何你有的所有失败。
It's all about positive thinking.
都要，所有的事情都要正面的去思考。
But of course, this is not just about Americans.
其实不止美国人。
For many of you, perhaps you've heard of the three-character classic.
我们当中很多华人可能都有听过《三字经》。
This is a very classical text in Chinese culture.
这是非常的，是古典的经典。
Actually, Tracy can recite it.
我可以背一
点。She's going to recite it right now. No.
Okay.
But the very first few lines of the three characters classic is very interesting.
在一开始的几句的在经典里面一开始的几句是非常有趣的。
The English translation is much longer than the Chinese.
英文的翻译是比较长的，然后中文是比较精简。
But here it says, "Men at their birth." Men, people at their birth are naturally good. Their natures are much the same. Their habits become widely different.
人之初性本善，性相近，习相远。我不叫性本善，叫性相近。哈哈哈哈哈！你不学，那记住给。
Thank you.
Okay.
Clearly, she knows more than I do. but this three character classic. This three-character classic, it teaches children. It's meant to teach children.
这个三字经是用来教导孩童的。
So you're teaching children the basics of Chinese characters, but you're also teaching them the basics of Chinese culture.
所以教导孩童他们来阅读中文的基本的一些字，以及基本的中国文化。
And so these first few lines, they actually capture the ideas of a Confucian scholar by the name of Mencius or Mengzi.
So these 一开始这几句就非常精准的捕捉到儒家的学者孟子他的中心思想。
And it has this idea that Mencius had, in which all of us are born good.
所以孟子的一些中心思想就是我们出生的时候都是良善。
Our natures are fundamentally good.
我们的本性是好的。
But our goodness can be corrupted by the world around us.
但是我们的良善会被这个世界所败坏。
Okay, so that's the second line there. It's this idea that our habits, they change. The way that we grow up change.
第二节就说到说，因为我们长大之后，我们的习惯，然后我们的习惯跟性格就会改变。
So our natures are good, but our goodness can be corrupted by the things around us, so we need to focus on being good.
所以我们的本性是好的，但是我们的环境呢，会使我们败坏，所以我们就要专心专注在良善上面。
And so in fact, you know, I think Americans and Chinese have a very similar view on life.
所以可以这么说，下一个结论说，美国人跟中国人，我们的一些思想上面、观念上面，其实有蛮相近的。
You know, we're basically good. We can achieve anything we want if we work hard at it.
我们都想说，我们本身是好的，只要我们愿意，然后愿意设一个目标，然后努力的去做，我们就会达到。
The problem is that all of us do wrong.
但是问题来了，就是我们人总会犯错。
Think about children.
我们想想看小朋友好。
That's my child.
儿子。
This is my son when we were living in China.
当他们
And while we were living in China, you know, many people would come up and see my son. And you know what many people would say? Wow, 他很乖.
Oh, he's so well behaved. So good.
Like, and I think, why do they say 他很乖?
He always thinks, why do they say that he's so good and so well behaved? Oh, sorry. Did I just say it?
我想, 为什么?
I said why, right? Okay.
We'll try that again, and I'll speak English this time. I always wonder why did people think that he's so well behaved. Sorry, 1 second. okay.
Yes.
I always wondered why they would think that he's so well behaved. Because as his parent, I know that he's not well behaved. See, the truth is, my son is very shy.
事实上我儿子是非常害羞的。
So when he sees a stranger, what does he do?
所以他看到陌生人的时候,他会怎么做呢?
He won't say a thing.
他什么都不说。
He's very quiet.
非常安静。
哇,他很乖。
He's so good, he's so well behaved.
You do not know the truth of my son.
你真的不晓得他的真面目是怎么样。
And you know, this is something that we see for little children, that little children already, you see that in them, there's a behavior that is not always right. But this is even more true in adults. We often think that as adults, we are right. And oftentimes it's easier to find the fault, the problems in somebody else. This is why my kids are very quick to say how the other kid hurt them. And it is also why, you know, I can find fault in my wife, but I cannot find fault in myself. Because in my mind, she is always wrong and I am always right. And for myself, many of you know, I'm a lecturer in the university. And as an academic, we are perhaps the worst people to admit when we're wrong. In English, there's this word, imposter syndrome.
在英文里面有一个词叫做 imposter syndrome, 就是骗子症候群.
It's that academics, they doubt how much we really know.
就是学者们他会怀疑自己到底知道多少.
I often think that I need to do more than I really am able to do.
有时候我会觉得说我一定要做的比我要做的更多一点.
And so I have to pretend to know more than I actually know.
所以我要假装我比我真的知道了更知道多一点.
This is our jobs.
这就是我们的工作.
You know, I lecture on a regular basis.
我常常就是要讲课.
And oftentimes I don't know what I'm lecturing until I'm lecturing.
有时候我不知道我要讲什么，直到我要去讲的时候，我才知道我要讲什么.
So we as academics, we stand in classrooms or before other academics.
所以成为一个学者在教室的前面或是在其他学者面前.
And we talk about how good our ideas are.
我跟他们说我们的想法有多么好.
And we write articles about how everybody else's ideas are so wrong.
我们会写文章，然后去批判别人的 别人的著作是多么的是错误的。
And so we're always critiquing other people's works and showing how we are the experts in the field.
所以我们都常常批判别人的著作，然后呢，来证明说我们在这个领域上面是专业。
Academics are never wrong.
其实学者他从来是不会出错的。
We're imposters.
就是我们是一群骗子。
But what this is that's our job.
这就是我们的工作。
And we need to do it well.
我们还要做得非常的好。
But it makes it very hard for us as academics to say that we're wrong.
所以对学者来说，承认自己的错误是非常困难。
In our passage today, the soldiers have done wrong.
在今天的经句里面，我们看到兵丁他们做错一些事情。
For these soldiers, just like academics, they were just doing their job.
对这些兵丁来说，就像学者一样，他们只是在做他们分内的工作。
They were doing their jobs well.
而且他们做得非常好。
But what they didn't realize was their job was to kill the Son of God.
他们不了解的是，他们的工作是在杀这个人子。
This is why Jesus makes this very scary statement.
这是为什么耶稣在这里说一句非常可怕的评论。
And at the end of this verse, they do not know what they are doing.
在这一句的后段他说了，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
They do not know what they are doing.
他们所做的他们不知道。
They're ignorant of their sin.
他们不知道他们自己有罪。
We need forgiveness.
我们需要被赦免。
So often we do things and we don't even realize how we actually hurt people.
所以很长的时候我们做了一些事情，我们根本也不知道我们伤害到别人。
You know, 1 minute, our kids are having fun and laughing with one another.
前一分钟我的小孩可能就一直在玩啊，嬉闹。
The next minute, somebody is crying.
下一分钟就有人哭了。
And yelling at the other.
然后在对另外一个小朋友吼叫。
So we tell him, say sorry.
然后我们就跟他说要彼此道歉。
Sorry.
他们就会嘟着嘴巴说抱歉。
You know, they say it, but do they really mean it?
他们会说，可是他们可能不真的是认真的，有真的真的真的认真的这么认为。
And oftentimes, as adults, we do that too.
因为很长的时候，成为我们一个大人，我们也会这么做。
But as adults, we could pretend to say sorry better.
不过身为一个大人，我们可以好好的道歉，假装的道歉比较好一点。
To ask for forgiveness is to admit we have hurt somebody else.
当你寻求赦免的时候，就等同于你承认了你伤了别人。
Sometimes we hurt somebody else because we are wrong.
有时候我们伤害别人是因为我们真的做错什么事情。
Other times it is not a matter of right or wrong.
有时候不是对或错。
It is simply a matter of a difference in opinion.
这只是因为我们不同的想法。
But we still hurt people.
但是我们还是伤害了另外一个人。
And we still need forgiveness.
我们还是需要原谅。
So Jesus here makes an amazing statement.
所以耶稣在这里说了一句很奇妙的话。
He says, Father, forgive them.
他说父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
父啊，赦免他们。
In one sense, it seems very simple.
一方面来说好像非常的简单。
The soldiers have done wrong.
因为兵丁他们做错了。
The soldiers need forgiveness.
所以这些兵丁他需要赦免。
But in another sense, it's not that simple.
另外一方面来说也不是很容易的。
The soldiers have not said that they're wrong.
因为兵丁他并没有说他做错什么事情。
They have admitted no guilt.
也没有承认他们犯任何罪。
But the soldiers still need forgiveness.
但是这些兵丁还是需要被赦免。
And so Jesus says, Father, forgive them.
所以耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
This is because God as Father is the ultimate judge for all of us.
这是因为神是我们最后的审判官。
But this also implies that Jesus has also forgiven the soldiers.
但这也暗指了耶稣在那时候已经赦免了那些兵丁。
Forgiveness is so important.
赦免是非常重要的。
A few years ago, we were trying to buy a second-hand car.
几年前呢，我跟我太太想要买一部二手车。
And we went to a used car dealer.
我们去一个二手车商那儿。
And we found a car we liked.
我们找了一部我们很喜欢的车子。
And we sorted out the details of the sale.
我们就把所有的细节都弄好了。
Went to the bank and got a loan to buy this car.
然后去银行，然后办了一个车贷。
And we sent the money to this car shop, and then we went to pick up the car.
然后我们还把这个钱都汇给了这二手车商，然后去二手车商那边拿车。
And when we finally arrived there to get our car,
当我们到二手车商那要去取车的时候
，that we paid for already,
我们已经付钱，已经汇款。
We found that the dealer was lying to us.
我们发现这二手车商他骗了。
And I was furious.
我超生气的。
And I left the place.
我就马上就走了。
And we had to get a refund.
然后我们要去办退款。
You know, we already paid them.
我们已经付了。
And we were being cheated, and I wanted my money back.
我被骗了，所以我要把钱拿回来。
And I remember the man yelling at me, "You're not getting your money back."
我还记得那二手车商跟我说，你不会把钱，你拿不回来，钱拿不回来。
And I was filled with so much anger.
我心中非常的生气。
And I'll tell you the end of the story. We got our money back.
可以跟你说，结局是我没有把钱拿回来。
But even after that, I was still so angry.
即使在那之后，我还是非常的生气。
Anytime we drove past the dealer, I would be filled with anger.
每一次我开过那二手车商的店家前面，我就一肚子火。
Because it reminded me of that argument I had with the dealer.
因为他提让我想到我那时候跟那二手车商吵架的情景。
There are even many nights that I would wake up from a nightmare of that car dealer.
有时候在半夜我还会做噩梦，梦到关于这件事情。
Recalling of that event.
回想那一次的那个那一件事情的场景。
And then at one point I realized what I needed to do.
但直到有一刻我知道我了解到我需要做什么。
I realized I needed to forgive the car dealer.
我了解到我需要赦免那个二手车商。
Now the used car dealer was trying to cheat us.
没错，他们是想要这个二手车商是要骗我们。
They had done wrong.
他们做错了。
They never said that they did wrong.
他们从来没有承认他们自己做错。
Instead, they blamed us and were trying to keep our money.
他们还反过来责备我们，因为我们想要把钱拿回来。
But I realized I needed to forgive them.
但是我了解到我需要赦免他们。
And the amazing thing was that after I recognized this,
很奇妙是当我了解到这点的时候
，and I realized that I was able to forgive them.
我了解到说我有办法，我可以赦免他们的时候
，the anger went away.
我的怒气就消失了。
I had no more nightmares.
我就没有噩梦，没有再做噩梦。
And I could still drive past that dealer.
我还是可以开车经过那个二手车商。
Forgiveness is actually connected to healing.
而赦免呢，其实跟医治有关。
Think about, yes, think about the Lord's Prayer in Luke 11.
我们来思想啊，神的主导文，主教导的主导文，在路加福音的十一章里面。
Jesus teaches his disciples to pray.
耶稣教导他的门徒如何祷告。
Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
If we are unable to pray this part of the prayer,
如果我们不愿意这样子祷告的话,
you realize you cannot pray your kingdom come.
你可以想象你根本连开头的那个愿你的国降临你都没有办法祷告。
We are unable to ask God to bring about his goodness on this world.
我们就无法求神将他的美善带到这个世界上。
That is God's kingdom on this earth.
就是神的国带到这个世上。
And in this prayer, Jesus says,
而在这个祷告当中，耶稣说，
Forgive us our sins,
赦免我们的罪，
for we also forgive everyone who sins against us.
因为我们也赦免了那些亏欠我们的人。
Our own forgiveness can only happen when we forgive others.
就是当我们原谅他人的时候呢，我们才会得着赦免。
My anger could not go away until I forgave this dealer, car dealer.
直到我愿意原谅这个二手车商的时候呢，我的怒气才会消掉。
And we cannot be healed if we are unwilling to bring healing to others.
如果我们不愿意为他人带来医治，我们自己也不会得着医治。
In actuality, this passage is not speaking about humans forgiving humans.
事实上，这个经句也不是在讲人与人之间的原谅赦免。
It's actually not about me forgiving a car dealer.
也不是怪我要怎么样原谅这个二手车商。
Or forgiving my wife.
是赦免原谅我的太太。
Or my children forgiving one another.
或者是小孩他们，我要我们的小孩彼此原谅。
In actuality.Jesus' words on the cross are about God forgiving us.
事实上，耶稣在十字架所说的那一句话是在讲神要赦免我们。
All of our human expressions, all of our human acts of forgiveness point to the work of God forgiving us.
所有人世间的这个赦免、原谅，都指向神赦免我的这个奇妙工作。
But it's an interesting question. It's an interesting idea because why does God even need to forgive us?
It's a 很有趣的一个想法，就是为什么神他需要赦免我们呢？
It's like during Chinese New Year, my son got all these red envelopes.
你知道在中国年的时候，我儿子他拿到很多红包。
And so he has some more pocket money.
所以他有很多零用钱。
And he wants to buy all these little things.
他想要买很多。
But he also knows that there are some things that are too expensive for him to buy.
他也知道有一些东西就太贵，他是付不起的。
And so he needs somebody else to pay on his behalf.
所以他需要别人来为他付。
So he comes to me.
所以就是父亲。
Because I have more money than he does.
我有比他多一点钱。
And only I can buy it for him.
而且只有我能帮他买这个东西。
This is basically the same idea as Jesus' forgiveness.
这也是同等的，就像耶稣赦免我们一样。
There was a British theologian by the name of Anselm of Canterbury.
有一个英国的神学家叫做 Anselm, 坎特伯雷的 Anselm.
He explained that the debt.That we owed God was far too much for us to pay by ourselves.
他说我们亏欠神的罪债是大过我们能够偿还的地步。
The only one who could fully pay our debt was God.
唯一能偿还我们所有罪债的就是神，神他自己。
And God himself through his son.
就是神他自己通过他的儿子。
This is why...As Christians, we talk about salvation.
这是为什么基督徒我们称作这个为拯救。
Because the debt was too much for us to pay by ourselves.
因为那个罪债是我们就超过我们能付的一个地步。
And so God saved us from the debt that we could not pay.
所以神就把我们从我们无法偿还的罪里面拯救出来。
We need somebody that is greater than ourselves.To pay the cost of all the wrongs that we have done.
我们需要比我们更强大的人来为我们偿还这些罪债。
So Jesus tells God the Father to forgive the soldiers.
所以耶稣呢就请求天父来赦免这些兵丁。
In fact, they are also words of Jesus asking to forgive us.
也是。也等同了，就像耶稣请求天父来赦免我们一样。
And think about it, because after Jesus makes the statement,
想想看，就是在耶稣说完这话的时候呢
，He dies on the cross for all of us.
他为我们死在十字架上。
The debt that was owed by the soldiers was too great.
这个兵丁所犯的罪实在太大了。
The debt that is owed by all of us is too great.
我们所要付的。
It requires the death of the Son of God to forgive.
唯有透过神子
Forgiveness between humans is important. And it brings healing to human relations. But forgiveness from God, this brings a much deeper sense of healing. Through Jesus' death, we are offered new life. We are offered salvation. We are offered complete healing. In this season, as we lead up to Easter, we are reminded of this final saying of Jesus on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Perhaps for some of us, we have done wrong against somebody else. Perhaps it's in our hearts or in what we've done to them. Do we need to ask forgiveness from them? Or perhaps for other of us, we have been hurt by somebody else. Do we need to forgive them? But ultimately, it is not only about humans hurting other humans. Ultimately, we need God to forgive us. Perhaps if you're here and you're not a Christian, or even if you're a Christian, perhaps you also need forgiveness from God. And if that is you, I encourage you to speak to somebody today. To pray with you and to help you to heal. Let's pray. Father, we give thanks to you. For each of us, there's so much that we desire and so much that we want to pursue. And we often fail in that process. But also there is many times that we hurt others. And there's also times in which we hurt you in the process. Father, as we remember Easter, we are reminded of these words of Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So often, Father, we are ignorant of what we do. But indeed, we do need you. We need Christ's love and sacrifice on the cross. I pray for each person here. That indeed you may speak to each of us in our own ways. Give praise to you. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Oh, 耶稣得胜的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.